Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, go there.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This August the 14th, 2017. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. What a land, what a promise, what a privilege, what an honor to be in the land of the living. We could be dead and in our grave, but praise be to God, we're above the ground and got a right mind and can talk. Can talk. Can we talk? This evening, this wonderful evening, 7:31 on the 14th of August, can we talk? Can we talk about, can we really be real and stop trying to be pretentious Christians? Can we really be real and call it like it is? Can we really be real? All you evangelicals out there, all you who say you are evangelicals, can you really be real? All you that voted for Trump, can you really be real? All you that didn't vote for Trump, who don't consider yourself evangelicals, who consider yourself saints of the Most High God, can we talk? Can we talk tonight? Can we talk tonight? Can I put it on your mind? Can you reply? Is it right to think that just because my skin would have been, could have been, or might have been white, that I would be right? Or is it all right just because my skin is black that I think I'm right? Why? Can we talk? Can we talk tonight? Can I put it on your mind? Do this here thing of racism, this thing of a superiority exist? I dare anybody to call me and tell me it does, because I'm here to tell you it don't exist. If you ain't saved by the grace of God and ain't been baptized with the Holy Ghost, you are. Capital N-O-T-H-I-N-G, even though we're nothing, even though we have the Most High God living in us, because that the Word of God say, man ought not to think of himself more highly than he is. So we only as high as God has made us. And just because some races out there and and Ku Klux Klan and Black Panthers, all of those people, they're on both sides, and it's been bad. But the white side has had more practice. It's a few little blacks get through every now and then, but they, I'm not justifying them. I'm not justifying, because hate is of the devil. And I do want to inform everyone that hate, whether you be black, white, red, blue, or purple, that you will spend eternity with all of those you hate. So all haters, one thing you can rejoice about, all y'all will burn in the lake. All of y'all, all over the world, no matter what country you in right now, no matter where you at, if you have not been born again, if you have not tasted and seen that the Lord is good and that the Lord is love and that we have no excuse to hate, there is no room for hate. There is no room. God doesn't give us the opportunity to hate. Now, the only thing he does say is abhor that which is evil. Abhor that which is evil. And abhor means to hate. So come on and call in, everybody. Can we talk? can we talk?
Yeah. You know, it's just a blessing that you came. You know, you came on and you was fired up, and it's just a blessing. But anyway, what you have to look at, too, is that God don't look at color. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and the thing about it is that, you know, with the racism, with the hate crime, it's not going to change. You know, it's not going to change. It's just something that, you know, we just, you know, it's racist. We work around them. You know, we live around them, but it's just the thing about it. We just don't know that they're racist, you know, or prejudice or whatever. But it's not going to change. It's not going to change. And you see that God, you know, our God don't look at color. But the only thing that's going to help us, the only thing that's going to help us, too, is that, you know, this is where prayer come in. And this is where that we come in. And, you know, the nation, he say that, you know that. This is where, you know, and it's just a blessing. I just thank God that you came on and you were just really fired up. And this is what we need. And this is some of the teaching that we need to call out. We need to start calling out these things, you know.
Yes.
Call it out. You know, and
yes.
Yeah, we need to call it out. No. And I'm with you 100%. We got to call it out. Call it out. We got to put it on the table because it's not going to change. It's not going to change. You know, with the president, you know, with the situation with him, it's not going to change. You know, I mean, and, you know, it just let us know that, you know, that this, you know, that, you know, this world, you know, that we're living in and what happened seemed like it's getting worse. It used to be just a Ku Klux Klan, you know what I'm saying? But now it's all kind of stuff that's out there, you know what I'm saying? That the devil is putting, you know, that, you know, the devil is bringing up against us. But you know, and the thing about it, I think about what you just said is about when you see it filled with the Holy Ghost. See, this is what's going to take us. This is what's going to help us to make this walk with God. We're going to have to be filled with the Holy Ghost, baby. You know what?
Yeah.
In order for us to walk up and do the thing that God asks us to do. The thing that God has to do, we gonna have to be filled with the Holy, you know, because that's the only thing that's gonna keep us. You know, that's the only thing that's gonna keep us. You know, that's gonna keep us and help us to walk right. Because if we don't have nothing, let me tell you something. If we don't have it, you know, the thing about it, if we don't have it, then you know what? We're not gonna be able to make it. We're gonna have to be filled, not give it to us. You know, most people say, well, they gave it to me. No. You're going to have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. God, you know, you're going to have to be filled. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of you to get filled, you're going to have to live some type of life. You ain't going to be able to live no any kind of way and be filled with God. Come on now. You're not going to be able to live no any kind of way and go out here and thinking that you're going to be filled with the, you're going to be filled with something. You're going to have to live some type of life for God. Now, if man give it to you, it's a whole different ballgame. If the pastor give it to you, then I ain't got nothing to do with that. But if God give it to you, you know what I'm saying? That's something you know, a Holy Ghost ain't nothing. It's something you're going to have to go out. It ain't something that you just go around the corner and get, sister. You know what I'm saying? It's something that God got to give you. You got to line your life up. Excuse me now. Y'all, can we talk now? We got to line our life up with God in order for him to come in and fill us. You know what I'm saying? We got to be clean. And sometimes this goes back to the old days. Back in the old days is when we just, I don't know, when I first got it, we used to tarry. I had to stay on the altar and tarry. And God kept cleaning me out and cleaning me out and cleaning me out and cleaning me out, purging me and purging me and purging me and purging me until he just got my life, until he got me cleaned up. He just cleaned all that sin out of me, you know what I'm saying, and what have you, for he to come in there and just say, we need to go back to that. Back to purging, say, you know what, going back and asking God to renew us, you know, say, Lord, renew me, you know what I'm saying, and what have you, just renew me, just, I need, and a lot of times we need to be cleansed, say, God, I need to be cleansing, I need you to cleanse me up, and all, you know what I'm saying, and I tell you, man, you'll see a difference in your walk with God, you'll see a difference with your walk in life, but like you say, that it's going to take the Holy Ghost. For us to make it in the way this world is, the way the thing feels now, man, because it's on every corner now. It's on every corner now. And I tell you, black lives matter, that's good too. But you know what I'm saying? The only thing about it, though, you know what I'm saying? It's not going, you know, the devil is coming up against us. He's coming up against us. And the thing about it is that God is letting us know that we got to go back to our knees. We got to get it. See, we don't got too comfortable. Like I was telling them on last week, we don't got too comfortable with God. See, God done overblessed us now. Well, we got these nice jobs.
Hey.
We done got these homes. We done got these Mercedes, BMWs.
Yes.
We crossing
yes.
our legs. We got, you
yes.
know what I'm saying? But see, God done overblessed us now. And see, we not forgot. So God got to take us back. He got to take us back. Say, all right, he did it to me. Just like he did it to me. So you know what, over the years, you done got too blessed now, huh? Oh, you done forgot about me? But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a little spanking. I'm going to show you. Okay, you ain't going to forget about me. Have no other God before me. Have no other God. A lot of times we don't know it's a God. You know when we know it's a God? When God take it away from us.
Once God takes it away from us,
then we know it's a God. Then you know what, God? It must have been a God. It must have been something that I was worshiping and cherishing or whatever. It could be, you know what I'm saying? It was something.
Mm-hmm.
But how you know it's a God? It's when God take it away from us. Say, you know what, God? Now I know that I was served. That was you. That was a God. That was, you know what I'm saying? Have no other God before me. And He is a jealous God. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, He is.
He wanted 100%. He don't want 90%. He don't want 98%. He don't want 50%. We can't be here. We can't be on this side. We can't be over this side. Jesus wanted it all, baby. Because he didn't want, you know what I'm saying? He gave it all for us. He wanted it all.
Why should he? He's God. He's the creator.
Yes, ma'am.
He knows everything. Why should God accept less from us? Why should he allow us to serve all these other gods? He does because he's good, because God hasn't made us robots. He hasn't made us slaves. He hasn't taken us and made us just, what's that thing I want to say? Well, he's given us free will. That's the thing. And because he's given us free will, he wants us willingly to choose him. Choose him over our own selfish ways, over our own stupid. I mean, to think that one nationality, because first of all, I despise the terminology race, R-A-C-E, because there isn't but one race. That's the human race. But the world... splitting us up. Now, if you notice in the Word of God, it uses nation. If you'll remember, and that's how come the Muslims call themselves the Nation of Islam. That's why come the Israel was called the Nation of Israel. You know, nation, because we all belong to the race. It ain't but one race, and we all know it. The other crazy thing, have y'all just sat down and meditated on this thing?
We
believe that Jesus Christ is the creator, Colossians chapter 1, who believe that God created all things and all things were created by him, for him, through him, and without him, there was nothing created. This is Colossians chapter 1. It's very important, everybody. Okay. If you believe that in Genesis chapter 1, which is the same thing, and St. John chapter 1, then you have to know that God destroyed everything up to Noah, from Adam to Noah, and then everything from Noah, we are all one. All the children of God, all Noah's children. We all Noah's children, okay? For the devil, and you know, I still want to comfort you guys with this here constellation because it just amazes me, like you say, brother.
Yes, ma'am.
It amazes me how I could be a Christian. I mean, saint. I'm a saint because Paul didn't write not one letter to Christians. He wrote every letter Paul wrote was to saints. Peter's the only person who mentioned Christians because you are sanctified, according to Ephesians chapter 1.
Come on, sister.
Okay. I love the word. I don't like my opinion. I don't like my theories. I don't like my philosophy. I like God's word.
Go ahead on.
Teaches us that because we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and we have been made royal priests, we have been made higher than the angels. Lord, have mercy, Lord God. Let us pray. Let me stop right here and let us pray. Almighty Father, Elohim, in the name of Jesus, we come to you humbly thanking and praising and magnifying and exalting you, Lord God. Abba, Father, we thank you for mercy that has been renewed every day. We thank you for your grace that you have so abundantly supplied on us who so unworthily did not deserve any of it. We thank you, Father, for forgiving us for our sins as we forgive all of those who hate us, those who despise us without a cause, those we have trespassed against as they have trespassed against us. We thank you, Father, for delivering us from all that is sinful and evil. We thank you, Father. We thank you for feeding us this day.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Father, and we thank you for blessing the body of Christ all over the world, from the least to the greatest. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
And we come on this program tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord.
So
your word
says
where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. And that's where whose name and whose power and whose authority we come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
and we thank you, brother. We thank you and anyone else. Can we talk? Because I want to hear from you, and I'm glad this brother is sharing his beauty of the glorious love, because we know him and I and Dr. Hunter can testify to y'all that God is a deliverer. God can deliver
Lord.
You if you have hate in your
Lord.
Heart and think
yes,
that
Lord.
You hate the white man or hate the black man or hate
yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That old phone.
That old phone. We down it.
Because that phone is down there. But we know God can deliver you from prostitution, from drugs, from dope, from being a wife batterer or being a battered wife, from every evil that the devil got out there. God can deliver you. Don't be.
Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Think it's impossible, because nothing, Luke says, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember that. Keep. If when that devil is fighting you, remember, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He is a deliverer. I've been delivered from all kind of crud, and God has made me new and fresh and holy. Oh, we have been made the righteousness of the living God. Hallelujah. Accept and receive the Lord and Savior. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 say, as many as received him, not Bush, not Obama, not Clark, not anybody,
mm-hmm.
not Trump,
mm-hmm.
but Jesus. So if you think that Trump and all of that racism stuff is going to lead you anywhere, you got a lake that is awaiting you. A lake, the lake of fire. That's
yes,
real.
Ma'am.
The lake
yes,
of fire
ma'am.
Is real, people. We are here
yes,
but a vapor. But when we give up this body and step out of this temple, you're going to spend eternity. Now,
ma'am.
If you choose Jesus Christ as the perfect sacrifice, you will have eternal life. If you reject
mm-hmm.
God's only gift, God, I'm telling you people, I want you to know this. God himself showed me himself crying. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes, ma'am.
that whosoever would believe in him shall have eternal life abiding in them, in themselves. But God crying, he don't want you to go to hell. 1 John says he would that all men would be saved, but he ain't got no choice. If you reject his son, he can't do nothing for you. He ain't got no choice. He can't say, come into my kingdom if you reject
him.
He's giving you the very best he got. He gave you all he had. Jesus Christ is God. And he put on human flesh and came down here so that he would be the perfect sacrifice for us. He didn't have to worry about somebody like me who might have said, I'm God. I ain't dying today.
I would have said,
Father, Jesus sweated drops of blood, y'all. He sweated drops of blood. I would have said, Father,
now you know,
I made all these heathens, and I ain't ready to go yet.
Yes, Lord, speak
it. So God himself came. So he knew he couldn't deny himself, and he knew he couldn't betray himself. He knew he could be trusted. He couldn't trust me, y'all. He couldn't trust me to die for y'all. And I thank God, y'all, that we didn't have to depend on nothing like me. Nothing like me to die for us.
Yes. Huh?
Ain't
you,
that
Jesus.
A blessing?
Praise God.
I mean, if you don't have nothing else to thank God for, thank God for many things, but thank him mostly that you didn't have to make the perfect sacrifice for our sins, for the whole world's sins. Thank God, that alone.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank God. Then to think that we have been forgiven for sins past, present, and future.
How can, ma'am.
I mean, what a God. What a God. Abba, Father. And you know what Abba stands for? Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, glory to God. I tell you, if you're depressed, just start thinking about, and if you remember the day you were born again, I can never forget my being born again.
Yes.
So even when that lying devil tried to tell me, I mean, I heard today that Princess Diane had attempted suicide 5 times, y'all. Did you know that? Before she died. I didn't know that. I mean, but the devil... Let me tell y'all something before I get off this line. Let me tell y'all this, most important.
Yes, ma'am.
The most important thing to remember is that if a third of the angels left with the devil, knowing in heaven, knowing that God was God, is it for these people that follow Trump and follow the haters, what is it? It ain't nothing for them to listen to Satan. So if people was, I mean, y'all, we ain't talking about somebody who was on earth and who figured, well, there is a God up there in heaven. These angels was in heaven, knew God was God, and Satan rose up an army against God, Satan. So we need to laugh at his derision. That's in the Psalms, the Bible say, God laughs at the derision of man. So we need to laugh when he tells you these lies. I mean, like I told y'all many times, he's told me to kill myself many times. I ain't even attempted to kill myself. I laugh at the devil when he tells me that lie, because he's crazy. I'm going to be dead a lot longer than I've been alive. So, I want to be with the Lord, but I ain't sure if I kill myself that I'll be with the Lord. So I ain't going to take that. No, sir. Somebody else, can we talk? I ain't got but a few more minutes to host, but we want y'all to come up. Hallelujah. Come on in. Brother, you can keep on talking. You can say something else. And since ain't nobody else talking, you ain't taking up nobody's time.
Well, I just thank God because, I mean, it was just that I was just listening to you and I was just taking it all in, you know, and I tell you, it's just that, you know, the things that you were saying about, you know, about this, you know, about about God and, you know, and you know, and just, you know, about the hate crime and what have you, you know, and what have you. And it's just the devil, you know, the devil's just so busy, you know what I'm saying? It's just, he's on top of his job. And the only thing that we're going to have to do, we're just going to have to just get out there and just, you know, and just try to, like, try to pray, you know, like you said, a nation, you know, we all just, you know, just have to, the United States, we, you know, all just have to get together and maybe set up a day of prayer just a day of prayer, you know, because I'm talking about the United States, you know what I'm saying, just set up a day of prayer, you know,
well,
what have you, that we can all just have
ahead.
It, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
we
can, yeah,
to
that
pray
God.
Without ceasing.
Yes.
I pray 24/7.
Yes, ma'am.
Clock, as
yes,
I
ma'am.
Walk, as
yes,
I
ma'am.
Talk, as I think. Well, God is my friend, my only friend.
Yes, ma'am.
So I communicate
yes,
with God all day long.
Yes, ma'am.
I do know it's profitable to pray his word. Now, we know God's word has already predicted that these times
yes,
was coming. The evil men, seducers, going to wax worse and worse. And the Bible say, if it were that there's going to come a falling away because iniquity shall abound. Be
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Word. We're going to see evil over evil and people getting away. I mean, like, we've seen evil so depth. I mean, it's just indescribable. But we hanging on tight to the hem of the garment of the living God.
Yes.
We hanging
yes,
on tight to God Almighty because he greater. When that lying devil is lying to you, greater is he that's in you than he
yes,
that
ma'am.
Is in the world. Greater
yes,
is
ma'am.
He. And
yes,
with
ma'am.
God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is
yes,
impossible. Greater.
Yes, ma'am.
And then
yes,
when
ma'am.
And remember Romans chapter 8. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing. Nothing.
Sure.
Separate us. Can separate
yes,
us
ma'am.
From the love.
From the love.
Not death. Not life, not things present, not things to come. Oh, glory!
Yes,
ooh,
yes,
that alone
ma'am.
Make you shout.
Let God use you. Let God use you. Yes, ma'am. Let God use you.
Oh, man. If
come on, let God use you. Yes,
I'm
Lord.
Telling you, nothing can separate us. Now, earlier, when I started off, I told y'all that the word abhor means to hate. And it means greatly hate and loathe. And it's found in Leviticus 26:11. My soul
yes,
shall abhor you. This is God. That's God telling them that. And then Leviticus 26:15. If your soul abhor my judgment. Wow. And then this is all in Leviticus. And my soul shall abhor you. That's verse 30. 26, 11, 15, and 30. And 44. Neither will I abhor them. Ooh-wee, brother. It's a lot. Go to y'all's concordance and look up all of these.
Yes, ma'am.
But in the New Testament, it says, abhor that which is evil. Abhor that which is evil. And we do. We hate evil. We hate evil.
Yes, ma'am.
We don't hate
yes,
the
ma'am.
People because they're just being instruments for the enemy. They're allowing the enemy to use them. So, that you know, have y'all seen some of them movies like Ghost, the movie Ghost, where the ghost, the spirit jumped in Whoopi Goldberg and talked
yes,
to
ma'am.
Her. Well, that's the same thing that the enemy does to all these people that are marching and hating. He's
I got
in them.
You.
He
yes,
done
ma'am.
Set up and he done whispered in their ear, you are superior. You're more important because you're white. Your skin is white and their skin is black. They're inferior. We are this and we are that. And vice versa. He does it to the black. The black people say we are the chosen children of Israel. They got literature out to say that. But none of that matters. That's what I keep trying to tell my black brothers and sisters, too. I do believe that Noah was black. I believe Noah was black. I do believe that. But none of that matters, because if you ain't born again and you ain't saved and you ain't got Jesus, you are lost. And it don't matter what color you are. God bless you. I love y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on.
Yes,
hold
ma'am.
On. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you this night with gratitude, with our inability to your ability to say we love you.
Yes, we love you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We ask you this day in America, and not only in America, but in Israel and all around the world, those spirits are popping up everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
As it was said, Father, he left Africa and he came to America. We got
yes,
to cast
Lord.
Him out. It's
yes,
our
Lord.
Ability because you said.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Father, I just want
yes,
to praise
Lord.
You. I want to love you. I want to adore you and magnify your name. Your name is above every name. Your name is the only name that can come back within. And since you sent us Jesus, who gave his royal life for us, he said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It's in the abundance of life that we live. We know we must talk, can we talk? For you said, come, let us breathe together. And Father, we'll breathe. We got some brothers and sisters out there whose hearts are hard. And we pray this day, Father. We pray for our president. We pray that he come with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We pray, Father, that he comes to a point to say, I need royal help. I need heaven. And then, Father, those who are plotting and saying that they are this and that, Father, you know the heart of all of those. You know the heart of what's going on. Nothing gets by your eye. It's that the eagle stands up on the shot and looks clear across the water, spot of 5 miles away. You have an eagle eye beyond my one. And then, Father, because we come on this radio station tonight, we just believe that all things work together. And then, Father, somebody on the radio station there with us, we all come to a point, understand, somewhere in our life, hey, let's catch up. Somewhere we dislike some people. Will you forgive us, Father? There are some people that spoke bad to us, but we have to love them, Father. Thank you.
Yes.
There are some people who want to pull us down in the mud and push us down, but we continue to get up, Father. And as that young lady said, but she's on last Thursday, she says, I just want to say, we're going to cast that demon out. I want to lay hands. That's the attitude. You said, children, oh my God, thank you. And then, Father, because what is said today, and for all humble people, there are many out there, Father, that see the thing in their body. Healing in their mind, their attitude, their thought process, they need to come to the understanding that Jesus said, if you lack anything, come unto me and I will make you happy. Thank you, Father, for you. Father, we ask you to increase us in viability, increase us in wisdom and understanding, as it said in Colossians, Father. And Father, you said to Apostle Paul, and Paul said, he said, this knowledge that he got, he said, I didn't get it of me, nor was it learned by me, but it's by the revelation. And Father, in the name of Jesus, when you reveal to us, give us a fullness that we can go far. We want to thank you this time, all the things you're doing for us, right? And Father, your words and to the angels of the church, let's fulfill. You said these words, these things said they mean, the faithful and the witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Behold, he said, you, hallelujah. You said, I stand at the door and knock. You're knocking at the door right now, Father. If any man hear my voice, know the door, I will come in him and dine with him, he with me. We want to dine with you continually, Lord, because we're believing, I'm believing, and all those who are listening on the backside, on the front side, we want to thank you for the full light is. And then, Father, tonight, as the earth and the heaven, as the moon and the sun, line up tonight, Father. We see a transformation by your hand, Father. It's you. You put this for 99 years ago. It's coming back again. Tonight, Father, we want to say we pray.
Amen.
Can we talk?
Amen.
Can we talk?
Amen. Can we talk?
Amen. Can we talk? Can we talk? Well, you know one
can
thing I want to say to my brother and sister, those of you on the radio station, one thing that we come to understand, the more we look to Jesus, the more we see God. When the disciple was talking to Jesus, one of the disciples said, but Lord, show us the Father that we might believe, that we might understand. So we better get understanding. He said, now wait a minute, hold it. You mean I've been walking with you all this time and you don't know me? From the first dog you saw what I did when I turned water into wine? He said, you don't remember me? You don't know me? Ah, God Almighty, that's a powerful thing. The Father.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
And he says something, that you don't know me? And when you were sick, I was there. When your body was dribbled with cancer, I was there. I know your Father. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir, we thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Hallelujah.
You,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
My God Almighty. Fire from on the inside. Fire. Yes,
Lord.
Praise. Praise, Father.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And as an old lady was to say, she said, well, somebody said they were another thing making a whole lot of noise. And the old lady said, yeah, but ain't my kind of noise. And that man said, what is noise? I make heavenly noise. That's what God wants to do. Heavenly noise.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly noise. Yes, Lord. Can we talk?
Yes, Lord.
Somebody, can we talk? Can we talk somebody?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Somebody somewhere, Father. Somebody needs a heart replaced. Oh, yandere, 460, yandere, so. And Father, those of us who have the gift, we take the gift out there. We got to believe in the gift. The gift got to believe in us. We must believe. We got to believe. We got to believe. I believe. I believe. I believe that anything is possible through Jesus Christ. Anything who lives within. Jesus, take this body, possess this body, use this body, speak the words of the Father, and just listen to them, study them. When you go to sleep, when you go to bed, and go to sleep with, when you get up and talk with, Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Thank you, Jesus. When
thank
I get
you,
up
Jesus.
To the talk with you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Ooh.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
Ooh, Lord.
Jesus.
And Father, we just ask that all the bodies that need you, that can see through the faith of us who walk by faith and not by sight. We believe with the word, Jesus. We can lay hands on the sick. Hallelujah. And they will recover. All glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These things must we do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your love is so beautiful. Your love is so much like honey. It's the sweetest honey. Better than a taste of honey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you when you breathe. When you look upon our God. When you look upon us, when you whisper,
yes.
Yeah, thank you, Father, for Israel. We pray for it, Father. We pray for it. We pray for our brother Israel, Father. We are part of Israel. And the word says there is neither no Jew or Gentile, but we have one and become one because you have bound both under people home. Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you for all those that said, thank you for the doctor. Thank you for the lawyer. Thank you for the teacher. Thank you for all those. Let our prayer be heard, Father. Let our prayer be heard. Let our prayer be heard, Father. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Do you? Can we talk?
Yes, Lord. You know, I was listening to her and I thought about what she said, because she said some real touching things tonight. And I was just thinking, what would it be like if we all prayed without ceasing?
Thank
you. You know what I'm saying? What would it be like if the saints, we all just get on one accord and start praying without ceasing, pray the whole 24 hours, like she was saying, you know, pray within the whole 24 hours, and we all got on one accord, you know, and we just continue to pray within them 24 hours. What kind of results? What kind of things? Could we accomplish if we all just got on one accord and say, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to just pray without ceasing. I'm just going to continue to pray. I'm just going to continue to pray about the hate crime. I'm going to continue to plead the blood of Jesus. What would it be like if we all got on one accord and just say, I'm going to pray without ceasing, and I'm going to pray for 24 hours, you know, 24 hours. And that, you know, 24 hours, you know what I'm saying? That's being communicated with God. What kind of results, what kind of things do you think that God can do if we all got? And it's what it's coming back to, like the sister was saying, is that this is what it's coming back to. It's coming back to pray without ceasing. That praying is okay, but when you continue to pray within God, within, you know, pray within your sleep, pray within your work hours, pray within, you know, when you wake up in the mornings, you pray before you go to sleep, then you praying throughout your sleep, you praying until you get up the next morning. What would it be like if we all got on one accord and prayed those type of prayers? What would it be like? What would it be like? You know what I'm saying? And because this is what it's coming back to. It's coming back to, you know what I'm saying? It's coming back to praying, you know, staying communicated, you know, to God. And what have you. But think if we all just got together and just said, you know what, let's just go on a 24-hour prayer and just pray and ask God to just come in and intervene and what have you. And what some of the results, what are some of the things that you think that God can do, you know, with the things that's happening, you know, with the hate crimes, you know, that's going on now. And I just thought about what she said, just pray without ceasing, you know, continue to just pray. Pray with like Brother Hunter, just all of a sudden he just picked up a prayer. That's praying without, you know, just prayer. You know, we continue to pray, even though we talk, but somewhere along the line before it's over with, God gonna give somebody a prayer. That's praying without ceasing. You know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna keep this radio station going, you know, prayer. You know what I'm saying? Prayer is what's gonna see a lot of radio stations, you know, you got them, but they sitting down and they talking and they discussing. But when you come to a radio station and you put prayer part of it, you know what I'm saying? If you put prayer part of, you know, part of the ministry and what have you, you can't go wrong. And I tell you, God is putting the right people on this radio station. God is the one that is putting the right people on this radio station. He's the one that's doing it. And I tell you, through the growth and through the people that he continues to add, you watch how Can We Talk. This radio station can't do nothing but do one thing, and that's grow. That's grow. I'm talking about just grow through Christ. So I just thank God. I just really thank God for today. I thank God for the lady coming in and just opening it up, you know, and what have you. And I tell you, that's why I say, if you just stay on track, you know, whatever, God gonna put the right people in your path. And I tell you, she just really just came through. You was a blessing to me, sister. You was a blessing to me. And I came on and I heard you and I said, girl, you just gonna, I said, look at this sister go. I said, baby, she just looked like she was just, you know what I'm saying? It was just God just God just coming through and speak. And
amen.
I like when you said sanctified. I like when you said sanctified. See, that's the thing about it. Sanctified. There's nothing wrong with Christians. Like you say, nothing wrong with Christians. But boy, when you're talking about a saint and you being sanctified is a big word. Look it up. Sanctified. Look it up. Google it. sanctified. You might not get all the pronunciation for it, but sanctified is something. Is something. Is a lifestyle. You look up sanctified. Sanctified is a lifestyle. See, sanctified. When we get to talking about sanctified, okay, yeah. She said she's sanctified. Girl, let me go. let me kind of move on. I mean, cause she this and that. She done that. But boy, sanctified is something that's not just that everybody. You know, everybody can't walk. Everybody cannot. You Christians, everybody's a Christian. But when you jumped up and see a sanctified. Sanctified, baby, something is something. Sanctified is a walk, baby. Sanctified, and when you say you sanctify, you got to walk. You got to walk, baby. You got to walk, because you know I'm telling you, it's a lot to be say I'm saved and I'm sanctified. The testimony back in the day that you say I thank God for being saved and sanctified. I thank God for being sanctified. Sanctified go a long ways, baby. Sanctified go a long ways, baby. You got to live a life. But you got to have a lifestyle when you say that you sanctified, because people are going to always be watching you, and where they're going to watch your lifestyle and say, you know what, that's one thing about that sister. I said, you know what, she's the same today, yesterday, and tomorrow. It's just she's always the same. So you know what I'm saying? She's always the same. She just, you know, it is what it is. But sanctified, look it up, baby. You might not get all the pronunciation, but sanctified is a word, baby. That's a lifestyle there. I'm sanctified, yes, Lord. Because, you know, there's all type of Christians out here. Now, I go next. I mean, Christians, I'm a Christian. Well, you got Christians that drink. You got Christians that, do all the things and, you know, all the things or whatever, but I'm still a Christian. You know what I'm saying? But when you say you sanctified, Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. You were sanctified, baby. You put the real.
Let me say this right here. Now, who are they? It was all those disciples, and they were first called Christians at Antioch.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But
that's
you, they were first called, you dig deep into the Word of God, it's called sons of God.
Yes, sir.
Right. Absolutely.
It's called sons of God.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
and
sir.
And he said, my brother, and I told some people I've been knowing for years and years and years, how when you take the Word of God, you don't dice and slice. You put it in the plate and start eating. Eat the Word. When the Word says, eat, it's going to be bitter. Stick your tongue weak for your stomach. Vice versa. You know where they're coming from. That's what I love about Sister A. Royal. She got words just bubble up, bubble, 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 bubble. Because I do know she lives a sanctified life. Now, sometimes we don't know on the same track, but we do get on track. And we keep pressing on in. Because one thing I've learned, my brother, the more we press in, the more we got to tear down some walls.
Yes, sir.
Understanding. The people that don't like old, we got to love them. Because those that don't love you, we got to love them. You don't know what old is. I don't see nothing with him.
Yes,
no, yes, you didn't know. You don't remember old man? Old is was a man. That man was something. Who? No, that's enough. Who
yes,
old is you talking about? That man don't live down no more. What do you
yes,
know
sir.
About?
Yes,
we saw him going to the store the other day. Going and get a six pack. And I said, you on top of the thing? Yeah. But we thought it was some beer, but it's called Coca-Cola. They're going to charge us. That's the enemy's job.
Yes, sir.
He ain't going to do that. He ain't going to tell you no truth. See, now,
don't
get me wrong. He knew he couldn't come to the strong man, but he decided to deceive that he knew he'd have the stronghold on the man. God, powerful word. When he did it, look what happened. He says, she's flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. At least God on us that. But I want to say this to everybody listening to us. God has been so good to us.
Yeah.
And I'm obeying God. I said, Lord, I closed the road at the radio station down for the next month. Can we talk?
Yes,
Can
Lord.
We talk?
Yes, Lord.
Because we got some issues in America right now. I never seen
strong
issues. I can feel it.
Hate, man.
So wait a minute. Hate is like, I mean, and if people don't understand that the earth is getting so hot. That every day out there is hot. It's a sign God is sending to us. The earth is getting hot. My God.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, my God Almighty. Ooh, Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank
my
you,
wife
Jesus.
Bought a watermelon the other day, and the watermelon had worms.
Oh.
I said, that's a sign. It's a sign from God to us. The enemy's trying to do everything he can. Hallelujah. I've been trying to tell her, and one thing we got to understand, we who love the Lord, fight that fight. As the Apostle Paul said, I have fought that good fight. I finished my course when it's all done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes. Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
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 No!
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise him. Yes, praise him. Give him praise. Lift him up. Lift him up. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift him up. Give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. The highest praise. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
Ah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Oh, God.
Mr. Gamble, are you got praise something for us? You got a word? Can you speak with us? Can we talk?
I'm just listening.
We love you.
Sometimes I just have to listen sometimes.
Yeah.
Y'all just have to give me because sometimes I just want to give God all the glory. I'm looking like I'm just holding on to it. I'm holding on to his leg. He won't let go. Look, I got a nickel lock around my arm. I won't let him go. I'm not going to let him go.
Yeah. We just got to remember that God is our lifeline. He's our lifeline.
Yeah.
Even when we tempt it to falter, he's our lifeline.
Yeah.
Sometimes people be wanting to give up, but God is our lifeline.
Yes.
Remember,
yes,
he's our lifeline.
Yes, Lord.
Even when you're thinking about turning around, think about the lifeline.
No.
Think about where he brought
around.
You from.
No.
Think
yeah.
about where he brought you from.
I don't see how.
And look forward to the future of being back to be back with the Lord. Be with the Lord.
Yeah.
That's a lot to think about.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes
yes,
so many
is.
People. I talk to so many people, and their mind all stressed out and they just, like, they want to give up, but you can't give up.
No.
He's your lifeline. He's your lifeline. I tell him, you got to think about how he brought you through. And he can do it again and again and again, regardless of what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, amen. And you know what I told somebody? Good to all these pastors got these big churches. We're walking this thing by faith. Got word. I'm not jealous of him. I want to do better than what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got to go behind the scenes. Because some of them ain't
coming
behind.
See, God needs somebody to work behind the scenes, too.
Yes.
So many times people don't want to work behind the scenes. They want to be in front all the time.
Amen.
Guess what? We work behind the scenes, we're going to be in front with God.
Amen. Amen. But I know what I was out there today. I was out there today at my Texas International Free Zone. You, I want to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I began to pray. And she said, Miss Dunn, I need you. You don't know how much I need. Now, what if I don't obey God?
That's right.
A lot of people living in they're living in hell right now on this earth.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got to love them. But every time I come in, I say, everybody, how's everybody doing?
Uh-huh.
Everybody starts smiling. There's about 40, 50 people. And when you see people sitting in wheelchairs with no legs and all, you say,
mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God. I know I'm blessed, Lord. I'm blessed. Know I'm blessed.
Thank
got
you,
a man Jesus. I saw I ain't seen in a long time. He got a big hole in the back of his body. people have to have a wheelchair, move around, get around better than anybody else. Oh, my God, but God, the God we serve is an awesome God. God has done it for a reason. That is for a reason.
I still
can't get over that. I still can't get over your grandchildren. I'm telling everybody about it. Telling everybody about it. I said, that's what God is doing. He's using them to wake us up.
Mm-hmm.
We've been asleep too long. We've been asleep too long. Sitting our own dung.
And there's a lot of times that kind of we not only sleep, we started shifting the blame. Shifting the blame to somebody else. Shifting the blame.
Amen.
Being like Adam and Eve. Adam wanted to shift it on Eve. Eve shifted on the serpent.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. Shift it. Shift the blame.
Shift the blame. That's it. We got a new person just come on. Would you like, can we talk? Can we talk? You just came on. God bless. Can we talk?
I think that's my sister-in-law.
Hey, sister-in-law, how you doing, sister-in-law?
Hello.
But you know
hello?
What? Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I hear your voice. Can we talk?
Yeah, I guess we can. I'm on.
Well, let's talk. Let's just talk. Hey, man. How your day been?
Honey, wonderful. Wonderful in Jesus' name.
All right, then. Amen. Well, one thing I want to say, we got to pray for all 50 states, all 50 governors, all the mayors, and all different in America. Because the enemy is attacking like never before.
Amen.
A lot of folks, a young lady, 2 days up there in Houston, up there on Aldine Mill Rock, she come to work, stood up and fell, sit down, and had a major heart attack. The enemy's coming in and attacking people because they don't know the word of God. And that's why it behooves us. I tell everybody, get off the slop jaw. Get off the slop jaw. Don't be hiding in the slop jaw. Come on out of the bathroom. Get out in the house. Let's get out there. It's time to go to work.
Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Somebody. Time to go to work. Well, you know, I just don't do nothing like that. That's not my style. We don't do that at our church. No, like what you say, sister, you're slipping the blame. You're sliding the blame. That's what you're doing.
Shifting it. Shifting the blame on somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, God called us all to do something. If you say you're a Christian or you're a child of God or you've been born again, okay, you got a responsibility. You got a responsibility to witness to somebody else. So you can't say, oh, I ain't no minister. That's this part or that part. Now you got a part too in this song.
Let me share
responsibility too.
Yeah, I know it. May I share something with y'all?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. This past weekend, we saw the head of the snake rise. We saw down there in Virginia. That young man stood on the top of the hill, plowed his car through those people, killed one, hurt three, and then something happened with that airplane. And the people, see, one thing. Hello?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Put your phone on mute.
And all of a sudden, because he wouldn't recognize, but he wanted to say that it was a terror. That was a terror. That was an act of terror, terrorism on America. That young man knew what he was doing.
Amen.
He knew what he was doing, and his mama go out there, his mother know what her son is doing.
Mm-hmm. They know
from
something,
the day you
right?
bought him out of, huh?
They know
we
something,
just
right, with it.
Mm-hmm. No. And now our president won't say that we got the Ku Klux Klan. Those people, see, it's what happens is the enemy said, I got him now. But a person came on and said, he's one of the things you got to keep in mind. He said, Russia wants to come in and take over America. for more than one reason, but it's being revealed. All the hate, ignorance, and a man that, like my sister said, some men say I'm a white supremacist, a Nazi. Well, look, I fought for the state of this country. And no man gonna come tell me what I can't do. He must be focusing. You must be focusing hockey. You talking to the wrong person. But that's what I want to pull it on. Amen. We got about five more minutes.
Amen.
We got about 5 minutes. And somebody else go ahead and talk.
Well, the sister that just got on, she can talk. You can say something, sister. We're listening.
We're listening. Hello.
She might have hung up.
Yeah. Well, we still love.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Reverend Princess Love, and I was the host from 7:30 to 8 tonight. And but I do want y'all to think about, can we talk? And this is a program that we can talk a little about politics, but mostly about the Lord and the Lord's slant on politics, because all these things are going to come to pass that the Word has already written. We know evil is going to be on the rise. We know that evil men is going to be on the rise. And we know that there's going to be an antichrist, a man who's going to raise up, that people are going to think he's all this and all that. And and God's going to reveal him for who he is. But many people are going to follow after him. The Word of God say if it were possible, they would deceive, or could, not would, could deceive the very elect if it were possible. But to be elect is one thing I will talk about next Monday, on being elect, being sanctified. The brother said to say you're sanctified. You can't be saved and not be sanctified. You can't, because the sanctification takes place in the Spirit when the Holy Ghost comes in and saves you and says, sanctified means to be set apart, and that's what we have been made sanctified. And to be made righteous, we have been, all of us have been made sanctified. We've been made the righteousness of God, not our own righteousness, but God's righteousness. So those are old terms that the old saints used to use. I'm saying, the matter of fact, Church of God in Christ still use that. It goes to show you that they haven't learned much, because if you can't be saved and not get sanctified, because when God saves you, He sets you apart. God is the one who does the saving and the sanctification. We don't save ourselves, and we don't set ourselves apart, but we do need to walk in it. Because you can't get saved and not walk in it. You can still walk in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
You can choose to please yourself and think, and that's all part of growth. And that comes from eating the Word. You know, for the more Word you eat, the more you want it. The more we love it, and the more we eat Him, the more we gonna want it. We've had a blessed time. I'm so thankful that I had Dr. Abraham and Brother Roscoe. What's your name, Brother?
Brother Otis.
Otis, I'm bad
yes,
with
ma'am,
names.
Brother Otis.
Brother
Don't
Otis.
Don't worry about it, Brother Otis.
And,
yes, ma'am.
And Dr. Abraham, Dr. Abraham, right?
Dr. Hunter.
Huh?
Dr. Hunter?
Well, Dr. Hunter, but the sister that's on, she's got a doctor too. So we just thank God for everybody, because one thing of she said is totally true. We are all ministers of the living God. That no matter whether you got a degree or a calling or anything, all saints are ministers, and that's another thing that most people don't understand. It ain't just the pastor. and the deacons and all them people. All Christians mm-hmm. are ministers. That's
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. All right, Pat,
what
is that you?
That's not Pat. Who's gonna take the program tomorrow night?
Yes.
Brother Otis.
What time? Yes, ma'am.
We starting at 7:30.
Okay, 7:30. Okay.
Yeah, 7:30. 7:30 to 8:30.
Yes.
7:30. Oh, I thought 7:30 to 8:30.
7:30. Okay. I'm obeying God. I'm 1 hour.
Okay.
Can we talk?
Can we talk? And then somebody
can we
do tonight.
Amen. Well, and I want to let y'all know I love y'all and God bless y'all and God. Okay. God, so I'll see you tomorrow night. One thing I want to say.
Yes, sir.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
Ain't not the devil. That's right. Yes,
amen.
Sir. Yes. Yes,
God
Lord.
Bless. Bye.